Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 387. I hope you all are well. Please, any feedback or questions to rabbi@take10fortorah.org. So today I wanted to talk about one of the things, one of the major parts of our morning tefillah. It's called Psukei Dezimra. That's the section that finds itself between Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. That's the section which I think takes a lion's share of the time every single morning. I want to talk about where it comes from, why it's there, and we'll see a few sources that point in different directions, but really might just all be saying the same thing. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis, he says, Yehei Chelki Mi Gomrei Halel B'chol Yom. My portion should be, someday, my portion in the world to come should be with the people who say Halel every day. Eini, the Gemara says, is that Sova Ha'amar Mar HaKorei Halel B'chol Yom, but the Gemara says that can't be, because one who says Halal every single day, the Gemara says, from quoting a different source, is like a Mechareif Umagadef, which means is like a blasphemer, it's like a one who curses. So the Gemara says, how could it be both? So Ki Karmina, the Gemara answers, Bipsuki de Zimra. He wasn't referring to what we refer to as Halal HaGadol or Halal Mitzrayim, the Halal that we know from Rosh Chodesh or from the major holidays or from Chanukah. He was referring to Psukei Dezimra. And what the Gemara means is that there are two types of Halal. There's the Halal, the praise, the sections of Tehillim that we focus on for praise, which are specifically focused on the miracles, the big overt miracles that happen throughout Jewish history. And then there are the more simple statements, which are the statements of Psukei Dezimra that talk about, let's say, like Ashrei Poseach Es Yodecha Umaspia L'chol Charetzon, sustain and in an ongoing way, day to day, not the big ticket items, but specifically the smaller things. So one set of Tehillim is focused on those big ticket items, one is focused on those smaller items. And so the idea is that we should not be people who can only say the big ticket items every single day. Like I mentioned yesterday, we should be able to say Erev Vavokar V'Tzaharayim, evening, morning, and afternoon, B'chol Yom Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, your miracles which occur every day. We shouldn't just be focused on the major items, but also on the day-to-day. So that's what the Gemara means. You're a Mechareif and Megadeif, you are a blasphemer if all you could do is focus on the big things and can't find God in the small ones. Okay, so there is this Halal, we see from this Gemara, there is this praise called Psukei Dezimra, which should be said. Many Girsos, many versions of this Gemara, has the Gemara continuing and describing which the Tehillim are, which they are, and obviously we know what they are, they're the last few paragraphs in all of Sefer Tehillim. But there are other explanations for why it's important to begin davening, to begin the sequence of events that we have as part of our prayer with this selection. So the Mishnah, for example, in Brachos says, "Ein omdim lehispala o mitoch kovid rosh," one may not stand to pray except unless you have an attitude, an approach of gravity, submission. Chassidim Rishonim Hayu Shon Sha'achas, and it tells the well-known story of the early Chassidim, the early pious people, way before the current Chassidim, Hayu Shon Sha'achas U'mispalam. They would wait an hour before they would pray. They would prepare themselves, maybe with some sort of meditation or maybe something else, K'dei She'echavnu Libam La'avim Shebashamayim, so that they could focus their intent specifically on their tefillah. And that is what the Mishnah says. It gets more specific. It says, Ein omdim in the Gemara, lehispal mitoch din v'lo mitoch devar halacha. You can't get up, pray. If you're in the middle of some sort of matter of halacha, trying to figure out how to apply a halacha to a practical scenario, it's too distracting, there's too much on your mind, there's a lot of concentration and focus involved, and you can't pray right after that. V'lo mitoch devar halacha, and you can't pray after you just went through any sort of unclear halacha. El mitoch halacha psuka, but instead you can only start to daven after you went through a halacha which is clear and straightforward. So even halacha, even if it's Torah, one is not supposed to be focused on anything else. Mm-hmm. So we have this idea of the Chassidim Rishonim, these early pious people, who are going to be meditating or doing something shohin. They're going to be waiting for an hour to prepare. We see that you're not supposed to be coming in even if you're learning Torah, if the Torah is too complex for the moment. And then the Gemara, another Gemara on the same page, says, Tan Rabbanan, in omdim lehispala lo mitoch atzvos, lo mitoch atzlos, one cannot stand in prayer in a mood of sadness or sorrow, lo mitoch atzlos, or laziness, lo mitoch schok, or laughter, or levity. v'lo mitoch sicha, or conversation, v'lo mitoch kalos rosh, or frivolity, v'lo mitoch dvarim betelim, or things that are just purposeless, ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. You should be in a mood of simcha shel mitzvah, a simcha, joy of doing a mitzvah. That might complement what we said before. You should maybe go in a mood of learning Torah, learning meaningful things, and then starting davening, but the meaningful thing that you learn shouldn't be complex. It should be straightforward. It should put you in a good mood. And so we're seeing this idea of focus, of deliberation. We see an idea of halacha psuka, of having a straightforward law, which hopefully, as this Gemara mentions, simcha shel mitzvah, the joy of mitzvah. That'll be the mood that'll be created that you're going into tefillah. So altogether, those are the approaches we've seen so far, but there seems to be another approach. So remember, it might be because of developing a focus and trying to figure out, replace the things that are distracting me with more appropriate things that should be on my mind before I pray. That might be attitude one. But there's another Gemara that points to another attitude, which might be complementary, but it's somewhat different. Darish Rabbi Simlai. Rabbi Simlai expounds. Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. A person should always arrange praise of God, and then and only then should they pray. Minolan, how do we know this? Where do we see this in use? Min Moshe, we see this from Moshe Rabbeinu. D'chsev, v'aschanan el Hashem v'esahi. Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas V'eschanan. Moshe relates how he daven to Hashem, in order, of course, to find the ability to enter Eretz Yisrael. Uksiv Hashem Elokim, ata achilos laharos asavdcha skadla ve'asedcha hachazaka. He says, God, you showed me your greatness, your strong hand. And there is no other God in the land or in the Shemayim who can do like you can do, which is praise, right? That is praise. Uksiv basrei, and then and only then, after he's finished with that, he says, Ebrana ve'eres ha'aretz ha'tova. I want to go across, I'm going to go across into Eretz Yisrael. And that was his prayer. That was the ask. And so the ask came before the praise. So the Gemara says from here, a person should be misader, adam shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then and only then should they pray. So, maybe Pesukei D'Zimra, forgetting about just the time to focus, like the Chassidim Rishonim would take, or the time to change your mood. You know, you come and you sit down, and you have things on your mind. Pesukei D'Zimra hopefully distracts you from those and focuses you on the prayer that's coming. But here there seems to be another function of it, that the content itself is not just meditation, it's not just distracting, but specifically the content is about praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this, I think, is often misunderstood. There actually are Gemaras which point to the what I'm going to maybe undermine, but the idea that we have to focus and praise on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the idea that we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise God before we pray, is somewhat risky. And I think some people see this in a simplistic way, where, you know, you sort of got to grease the palm of God and say how great you look today before you ask Him for a question, before you ask a request. I don't think that's the appropriate perspective. I think that, you know, that type of God is not the type of God that we hope that we're speaking to. I think it's a little bit more sophisticated. And the idea is that when we want to talk to God, before we need to do that, we need to be busy with praise, but we're not busy with praise for His sake, it's really for ours. You know, when you go as a fundraiser and you knock on doors, you kind of want to know whose door you're going to be knocking on. You need to realize that with all of the questions that we're going to ask, all of the requests that we're going to make, this is the being that can actually solve those problems. This is the being that we can address. And you'll notice that particularly in the Shemona Esrei, for sure, there are very few adjectives that are used to describe God. Because adjectives are generally not useful. We could use those adjectives. God is stupendous. You know, stupendous can mean a lot of different things. I can refer to a human as stupendous. I can refer to God as stupendous, which kind of just means the word stupendous is not that descriptive. And so what I think this is teaching is that we're supposed to start with Shevach, we're supposed to start with praise, and the praise that we start with in the beginning of Shemona Esrei for sure, and if you look further to Berachos Kriya Shema, the brachos that surround the Shema, and of course to Pesukei D'Zimra itself, we're trying to be descriptive of God. We're trying to describe the things that He does, so that if God is the Somech Noflim, the supporter of those who are falling, or the Rofei Cholim, or the one who heals the sick, that means, or the Mechayim Esim, in charge of life and death, that is now a perspective that I can take in to my requests. in the Shemona Esrei itself. That's the praise. The praise is for us, not for God. And so altogether, we have a few different perspectives, whether it's to build focus, to build concentration, to get rid of all the regular distractions that we have going into davening, and we need that period of time to be able to do that, and so that's why we do Psukei D'Zimra. Or is it specifically the words themselves, that are focused on praise, which are so important to get straight into our minds before we start to pray? Either way, it's a significant part of davening. Maybe that's why it takes us that much time, because it takes us that much time to get this right, and to be focused and to be concentrating when we finally arrive at davening. But perhaps if we're more focused on the section that's focused on focusing, we'll be able to focus a little bit better. Have a great day.